And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys. We're going to start talking about the backyard entertainment area. Maybe there's some of you out there that this is the year that you want to do some improvements in your backyard. And I used to do this professionally. I don't do it so much anymore, but I remember a few things about it. And I think the first thing's a plan.
A plan. Right. Get out a piece of paper.
Right. Take some dimensions in your backyard. Figure out how much space you have to work with. And then and that's your white space on your paper.
Yeah, maybe right? That high school drafting class might pay off finally.
Yeah. After but a ruler 40 and years. A pencil, never use a pen, because you're going to change things 30 times before you get this thing locked in, right? But you start with a pencil and a piece of paper and go out and measure it. And what are you trying to accomplish? So that's the next thing. Okay, I've got this much space. Maybe it's 30 feet wide and 20 by 20 feet, or maybe it's a lot smaller than that. You're just trying to do a little thing. Whatever it is, what do
you
want to accomplish?
Yeah, you start planting. Well, first, measure your grill.
Right.
You got to have space for the grill.
Right. And the thing is that there. So all along through this, Chaz, we'll play this back and forth off each other. If you measure your grill, don't just measure the grill itself. You're going to need some space around it. Because every time you come out, and you've got a plate full of something you're going to put on the grill, you got to set it somewhere. So if you've got a grill there and it's got a table on the left and a flop-down table on the right, measure that. You're not after just the grill. You're after that flop-down space, too, because you're always going to have something to put on the grill, or when you take it off, you got to put it on a plate.
And measure you.
There you go.
Because you need space to walk around how many sides of your grill.
Right. Maybe three, maybe one. Maybe you walk
four.
Up to it. Yeah, maybe four.
You got to reach around back, turn on that propane maybe.
Yep, right. Depending on what kind of grill you have. Is it underneath it? Is it on the side? Or, yeah. Is it?
If you're a charcoal guy, you want a little extra space just so you don't burn stuff.
That's exactly right. Because grills get hot, and if you put flammable materials up against these things, it's going to catch on fire.
You're going to meet the fire chief.
Right, and that's not the guy you want to meet in your backyard, unless you have him as a friend, right, and then invite him over. But so, you know, the grill is one. What about other grills, okay? A grilling guy like you and I, Chaz, how many do you have?
Four, five,
right.
I think.
Don't use them all the time. I got seven. I certainly don't use all seven all the time, but when I want to, I want to.
Right.
Right.
So well, you're going to have your main grill.
Right. Which
and
might
you're
be.
Gonna have, you're going to have your smoker.
Right.
Most guys are going to have those two that are staying on the deck.
Right. Whether it's gas or charcoal, and that's where I'm at, is I play around with fuels. Right. Now, Chaz just said you got a grill and a smoker. Absolutely. No question. But is your grill propane? Is your grill charcoal? Or is your grill pellet? Yep. Got one of every one of those. Right. So maybe I create a space to pull it out and put it in, and then when I'm done, put it back in the shed. If it's one of those grills, and now I've got multiple charcoal grills, right? I got the big green egg. That thing weighs 300 pounds. You don't want to be moving that thing around much too often, and especially
unless you
on
get a
uneven,
nice, smooth surface.
That's exactly what I said. Especially on uneven surfaces, because if that thing tips over and hits the ground, it explodes. There goes my $1,000 grill. It's in pieces. Right? So it's just little stuff like that that you've got to think about.
You mentioned earlier side tables.
Right.
My house, I've got a couple of sawhorses set up with a big piece of UHMW cutting board.
Right.
Off the side, which is my prep area.
Right. Yep.
That I can just go out there, sanitize up, and work with that 5-foot long rotisserie rod.
Right.
When I'm going to put five chickens on the rotisserie.
Right.
And, you know, you got to have space for those. So put those in your plan.
Exactly.
What about seating?
Right.
You're going to have an audience. You're a grilling guy.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
The missus and your buddy's wife, they're going to want to sit over and have a few adult beverages off the side. You got to plan for that,
right.
too.
Right, yep. And there's something to that, because when people come over, they want to watch you grill for a while. All right? They're going to lose interest if they're not into it, right? But even the most novice, curious person's going to stand there 10, 15 minutes while you're doing the active part of the grilling before the griller, the smoker starts doing all the work, right? All that prep time. They want to see how you cut things. All of that, there needs to be spectator space, right? I think, because if you don't, they're going to be bumping into you.
And the three guys that are going to stand around and give you advice with beer in their hand.
That's right.
That's you got to put all these into your plan as you're doing layouts. So you might not be just using a pencil. You might may have little cutouts you got to move around on your plan.
Yeah, exactly. So if that guy does have a beer in his hand, where'd that beer come from? Do you want to shuck coolers back and forth out through there? That's what most of us do, right? Get a cooler full of beer. Where are you going to set it? You know, I mean, this sounds elementary, and it is. But just go through all these things in your head. Now, if you want refrigeration, you're taking your deck to a whole nother level. Okay, it's available. It gets really spendy in a hurry because unless you take your refrigeration on and off your grill in the winter seasons here in Michigan, the refrigeration equipment is specifically made to be able to go through the winter and into the summer. Is more expensive than if you just buy a little one of those little dorm fridges that you get at Best Buy or wherever you get those that are $150. Now, you certainly can use those.
A little dorm fridge on a little dolly cart.
Right.
Not a bad plan.
Right.
Exactly. Roll it into the garage in the winter.
Right. Yep. Pick it up. It's empty by now, you know, and I got a couple of those too.
Right.
That I use because, you know.
And it gives you another surface to
right on top of it.
Set your beer on when you got to grab the tongs.
Yeah. Look at there. There's beer in there and you can set it up on top of there. How convenient can that be? Right. But, you know, you mentioned seating, Chaz. That's another big thing when you're planning your deck is how many people do you where do you sit to eat? Is there a dining table on there? Is it a 6-person one? Is it a 4-person one? Measure it up. Figure out how much it's going to take. And, you know, we're kind of beating a dead horse here, but you get in the picture. Right.
Yep.
There's a lot of things to consider. Now, fire. What about a fire pit? OK, people love to sit around at night. And sit around a fire pit, maybe roast a marshmallow, make some s'mores, kind of caps off a cool evening.
We're pretty much getting to the point we're going to have to call a new real estate guy and get a bigger place.
You're right. And you don't have to do all of this in your backyard, but these are things that I've done in the past that you know, and there's the lazy fire guy and there's the active fire guy. And the lazy fire guy buys a propane table or hooks it up if he gets real deluxe, hooks it up to his natural gas or his LP gas at his house, right? So all you got to do is push the button and it comes on and you're not swapping tanks, right? There again, gets a little spendy, but you certainly can do it. But that takes planning. Now you're burying pipes and you're doing things to get gas to a certain
spot.
Or
like one of our other friends that puts in a backyard pizza oven.
Yeah.
With whole refrigeration and a bar.
Right. Yeah. Right.
We won't call his name out.
Right. But spendy. Right. Very spendy. And so there's a lot of things, you know, if you want water in your back area, not to swim in, but to use.
Sink, a wash up spot.
Right. You're talking a whole nother level now because you got drainage issues. You've got to drain the pipes in the fall before it freezes so you don't break all your equipment. It can be done. There's no question. All of this stuff can be done. But it just takes planning because now you're tapping into water sources inside your house.
All these grilling guy problems.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And they're fun. I mean, I believe me.
When it's raining here the next couple of weeks.
Right.
And the wife looks over and you've got a big piece of paper out on the dining room table drawing all this out. She's going, what are you up to now?
Right. Exactly.
Say, well, the grilling guys told me to.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, I'll take that hit. Because you won't regret what you did when you, no matter what you do. I mean,
paper and pencil is a lot cheaper than a bad mistake.
Yes, it is. And draw, you're going to draw it 2 or 3 times because your priorities are going to change as you go through this process. So it's just cool. Another thing is wind, rain, and sun. Okay. All of those things are going to happen on your deck. Okay. And you're going to be out in them most of the time. And, you know, one of the things that I taught a lot of people that they never ever thought of. Is in West Michigan anyway, we have a prevailing west wind. Don't put your grills on the east side of your entertainment area because you're going to smoke everybody out as the west wind blows all of that stuff across your yard and where everybody's sitting. And it's good to smell a whiff of it, but it's like perfume. You don't want to bathe in it, right? So, but anyway, coming up next, I'll relate a couple of the things that I'm doing in my backyard and the issues that I've run into already. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has 2 locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids, and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites: Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.